Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Even if you weren't concerned about the drop boxes and the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballots in 2020, you definitely should be concerned that illegal aliens might be voting in 2024.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says non-citizens are voting in federal elections, but he's not offering proof. Johnson is repeating the conspiracy theory that Democrats are letting a wave of aliens in so they can illegally vote for President Joe Biden. He's backing legislation to require proof of citizenship to get a ballot. Meanwhile, Johnson easily survived a vote Wednesday to remove him as Speaker after Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene finally made good on a threat.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
Only 11 Republicans voted with her. A Georgia appeals court will reconsider whether Fulton County DA Fannie Willis can stay on the state's election interference case against former President Donald Trump. Defendants claim Willis should be removed for a romantic relationship with her special prosecutor, who Willis says has resigned.
You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
It's now unlikely the case against Trump and 14 allies will go to trial before the election. Meanwhile, the judge in Trump's separate classified documents case has indefinitely postponed that trial date. Retired federal judge Shira Shindlin tells CNN the Florida judge has been slow walking that case by not ruling on 8 different motions.
She puts it all off, then she says there are many complex issues regarding classified documents, and that's true. But if she had done her job, there wouldn't be 8 left. There might be 3, and she could set a trial date.
Some progressives are cheering Biden's move to pause a weapons shipment to Israel over concern for civilians in Rafah. But Republicans say the president is defying Congress after a multi-billion-dollar Israeli aid package passed last month. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham calls it obscene.
Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose. This is Hiroshima and Nagasaki on steroids.
Biden says he could also block other weapons if Israel goes into Rafah. Leaders of 3 large public school systems in California, Maryland, and New York told a congressional panel they're fighting anti-Semitism with education and discipline. Republicans argue the K-12 schools haven't done enough, but New York City Chancellor David Banks says lawmakers were looking for a gotcha moment.
We have some teachers who have had some of these challenges, but we've had members of Congress who've made anti-Semitic statements, and I certainly would not cast aspersions on this entire institution.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different